Good morning. Welcome to the M25 show. I am Alyssa.
I'm Eddie.
And I'm Steve. And welcome back to the M25 show. Thank you, Alyssa. You did such a good job. Every time Alberto's gone, you always step in and do the good deed.
I forgot to say the date. I don't even realize if he does the date or not, but I always like to, and I forgot to.
Well, go ahead. I'll give you a minute to say the date.
He does the date.
Do you know the date?
Today is Thursday, May 11th.
Okay. Oh God, you can see we know what we're doing here, right? Good job, Alyssa. At least you're smiling real big. How you doing, Eddie? How you doing, Alyssa?
I'm good.
Feliz Dia de las Madres, a day late for those that celebrate.
Mexican Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm. That was yesterday. Okay, well, happy Mother's Day to the Latino mamas.
Hispanic mamas.
Yes, Hispanic mamas. Okay, guys, we're going to jump into our guests because our guests are already in the waiting room. So let me see here. Alyssa, have you heard of Coletti's cookies?
No, I know you have. Coletti or Colette?
Coletti's.
Coletti's.
I actually have a bag here.
Oh, there's a Y. I didn't see the Y when I was looking.
Oh, okay. You did it.
No.
They actually sent me a couple bags of cookies.
Oh,
and
nice.
I was actually snacking on one here. Actually, I didn't want to be rude, but I was snacking.
Oh, see?
Very good.
Okay, I see how it is.
I just got them yesterday, mm-hmm. Alyssa. You're so hard to get a hold of, but I'm going to make sure I get you guys some because they sent us some, and I wish we could be together. Since we're doing it remote today, we can't eat cookies together, but we will. We will. Okay. I'll get you some.
I use my imagination.
I'll get you some, I promise.
Visit my happy place.
Yeah, but Coletti's. It's Coletti's cookies. It's Coletti's, like,
the name. Uh-huh.
And Colette DeVito is going to be our guest, and her mother is going to join us too. And very interesting story. I'm going to bring them out, and we're going to talk about it. And I think I seen them on the web. I saw a story about her, and then I was reading about it, and I was like, hey, this is very interesting. I'm gonna give a shot and try to message her and see if it gets through, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes on social media and stuff, if people get a lot of messages, they can get lost because there's so much traffic. And I was lucky to get a response back, and we set up a date. And it's a funny thing because last week we were gonna do it through Zoom, and we've never done Zoom. We have a different platform we do our live streams on. So I was like, okay, but I'm going to figure it out because I want her on the show. So I had it all set up. We had it all good, and it didn't work out. But like Colette's mom said, it probably was for the best because now we can do this live on our regular thing. But at least I got to talk to them last week, and we got everything set up. So now we're good to go. So we're going to bring them out. How's that sound, guys?
Sounds good.
Okay, so we got Colette DeVito and her mother, Rosemary. We're going to bring them out right now. Hello, Colette.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
And hello, Rosemary.
Hi. Hey, good morning.
I was expecting them to be together.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you want me to put them a little closer, Alyssa?
No, I can move them closer. No, I thought they were going to be like sitting next to each other. Like, I realized it was going to be two separate locations, but that's nice. Yeah.
Are you guys at different locations? Are you in the same place but different screens?
No, different locations. Yes.
Okay. Very cool. Okay. We have Alyssa here in the middle. We have Eddie to the right, and I'm Steve. And we're the MT5 show. I want to thank you so much for coming on. Sorry about last week, Colette, but we tried to make the Zoom work, but it just didn't work out.
That's totally fine.
Totally.
It was kind of nice just to get to know one another before we actually went live. That was really nice.
It was very cool. And I wanted to do the Zoom because I know Colette, that's what you usually use. So I was trying my best, guys, to make it work. And Alyssa, I was asking him questions. Hey, how do I do this? How do I do that? When
you asked me, remember?
Oh, yeah, I would. Yeah, I was even texting Alyssa. I was like, hey, I'm stuck here. But luckily, they were cool enough to go, hey, I was explaining what stream we use, and it sounded good to them. So they were cool of giving it a shot. And I hope it was easy, Link, for you guys to come on.
Easier than Zoom.
Yes, I agree more.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to, let me see. I'm going to blow up Colette here. Hello, Colette. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm so happy I am on this amazing call. Thank you so much, Steve.
Yes, and I read all about you, and you're such an awesome person. And we have a lot of questions, and so many. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up Alyssa here. Alyssa, this is Colette. Yes. You have a question for Colette.
Yes. Hi. Nice to meet you. I was wondering, what made you want to do cookies? Was it like as a child you just liked to bake? Or what made you want to do cookies?
Well, actually, I always loved baking when I was younger. And also, I learned baking from high school. Baking was my fun hobbies ever when I was in high school. But now it's more like a business. So
yes, a successful business.
It's really happy. So yeah.
Yes.
Why doesn't Colette give you like a little spiel of why she like I don't know her journey?
Yeah. Okay.
That is
broader here. How it all started.
Sometimes that's a little easier than firing questions at her.
Okay, that's a good idea. Colette, why don't you tell us about your journey and how all this started? How's that?
That's perfect.
Okay. All right, here.
Sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
So, yeah, I am actually Colette. I am a 32. I am from Boston. And also, I'm born down syndrome. I always love baking since I was younger. I learned baking all from high school. I was having all of these bad bad times all from I was having all this. No, sorry. I was having a bad time all from high school. I was bullied a lot. I do not have a social life like my sister did. Mm-hmm. And also I had no friends, and that's why I feel so down on myself a lot. And that's why I don't want to feel that way. I really do not. And that's why I just started making all the fun things as my fun hobby. I always make like pies and cake stuff as my fun hobby. Right at the high school, I went to college. I went to Clemson University down in South Carolina. There is actually a 3-year program. It's learning about jobs and friends, and also learn about how to live independently, which that I am now.
Oh, nice.
That video program is actually called Love Skills. I actually finished early as the 3-year program in just 2 years.
Wow.
I did.
Wow, that is impressive.
It really is. I love college, but not high school. Everybody is that
yes.
way. So, yeah. But besides, Besides, since I moved to Boston, I was trying to find jobs. I spent hours at this all different jobs,
mm-hmm.
like at a different companies. I really want to get as a full-time paying job. I really want to make money to earn a living. And also, I did not get any phone calls, just emails.
Saying that
it was great to meet you in person, but. In person, but at this time, we feel like I am not a good fit. And because it's actually very hard talking for people just like me who cannot find jobs. And that's why I like to start my own company. So maybe before I start my whole company, I bought samples of my Simply chocolate cookies to this local pocket here nearby my home in Boston. Is it get my own shelf space? They have been selling all of the cookies there like this.
Fast.
Wow. Yes, exactly. Mm. And that's why everybody loves them very much. And that's why that is exactly why that they wanted 100 packages by the end of the week. And that is all it happens is to start my own company. I make all 6 different types of cookies. I have been making is actually called Simply chocolate chip, and that is my top selling number one cookie. And my second cookie, that one is called oatmeal raisin cookie. And my third cookie is my mom's favorite cookie all times. That is called healthy breakfast cookie. And my fourth cookie is peanut butter. And my fifth one is actually gluten free. And also last one is actually I make treats just for dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And yes, and then what is happening? I have 2 books. First book is called Clutch in Kindergarten. I actually do have a second book that is actually coming soon. Don't know when. I am hoping to take a cross. that one is actually called Clutch in Third Grade. I am actually keep on doing that more often, all the way till my cookie company. I actually do have a TV show. It's on TikTok. It's with 10 episodes. It's full of I am actually one of them. Been dealing out on challenges. Yes. We have our own companies. Me is the cookies. And also there is actually 3 more people in that show. They have their own cookies too. I actually do have a baking sauce. I have been making all my sauce. It's actually peanut pie, mixed with pies. I make those for my mom for her four whole birthdays. And we said she lives in Philly, Mom. And she eats whole pie, by the way. But yeah, besides all of those shows, and my web series shows, that one is actually called Underestimate. And those shows is a crack up. You are going to be laughing your pants off.
Sounds like our style.
Yeah.
And that's on where's that? Where can we watch that one at?
It's on YouTube.
YouTube. Oh yeah, that's right. You have a YouTube channel, right?
I actually do have Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter. I have all of those social medias. So all of those cookies, it's actually, so as my first company, just for cookies, that one is called For Profit. I actually do have a second company. I have been running all the big classes. I have been teaching. It's actually called how to start your own company.
Oh wow!
Second one is to learn about living independently. And my third one is to become as an
entrepreneurship.
Have others too. That is me. Same thing as my mom too. She has been teaching debit classes just for all of those parents who have all different types of a disabilities, sons and daughters, it's like that. That is just for my mom. So me, it's about independence stuff. Mm-hmm. And then also, I think it's a new classes. It's amazing. I have two new cookies. They are actually in my shift stable bags. Those are called, so as my first one, it's called Crunchy Oatmeal Raisin, and my second one, it's called Crispy Chimney Chocolate Chip. I just looked it at software, Kitty Garden, Salt Market, and also Stop Shop. So then I'm going to I am hoping it's a demo stores and pockets locations. So yeah.
You are busy.
I gotta say, I feel like I need to go back to school.
I know. Wow.
Oh my gosh. I feel uneducated over here.
No, I feel like I'm an underachiever over here.
I was ready to hang it up here. Yeah. Let me pull Colette back.
Besides, I love doing so much. Not always being baking is this. I love doing is actually creating more jobs for people with a disability. That is my whole mission. I actually started my own company in December 2016. At this first kitchen here in Boston, it's called Fancy Pants Bakery. Please here. That is at a second kitchen, yes. We made up to 80 dozen cookies a week.
Yeah.
And then also, no idea of this.
That was not in a week, Colette. That was
no,
in a
sorry.
How much in a day?
80,000.
Oh, wow.
Gracious.
A day.
So not 5 a week. Sorry. But yeah, I my first kitchen feed me up to 550 cookies a day.
A year.
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. But yeah.
Okay. This is Rosemary, you are the marketing genius here, right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, you know who the boss is, right?
Yes, I do.
You can just picture me following her around and like her handing. She's like Cruella Bill.
I was gonna say that. What was it? What's the movie? The Boss Wears Prada, or?
Yes.
Devil Wears Prada. How many people do you guys employ?
We have someone who also helps out that's in Greece. We have a couple other people in Vegas. So we have a lot of independent help in different avenues of the company. We have advisors, but who actually make the cookie with the shipping and packaging is 15.
It's 15. Wow, 15 people to make all those cookies?
15. Wow. Yes. Yeah, but besides, I actually hired half of the people who have a disability. Okay. Another half of people, they do not have a disability. So
interesting, very interesting. Okay. I have a question for Rosemary. Colette was here talking about when she was in high school, how she said she was bullied and stuff like that, and so she would cook and stuff like that. And I was wondering, as a mom seeing that, how did you help her with the cooking, or was this what how did you see your daughter come home like this, and what did you do to help comfort her?
Honestly, that's a really great question. What ended up happening? First of all, I'm not a baker. I'm a horrible baker.
I taught her six times, by the way.
Excuse me.
Just job.
Colette is the baker. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So what happened was, I saw it right away as soon as she got into high school. I noticed that it was really obvious to her that her friends that she grew up since kindergarten with were no longer interested in being friends with her, and her brother and sister had a lot going on. So, and she was sitting in inclusion, right? She was sitting in the regular classrooms, wondering why she couldn't understand anything. Because inclusion is she stays in the regular class with all the other kids. So she's in like biology and trigonometry and she was coming home going, I feel like the teacher's speaking a different language, and I guess I'm dumb, you know? And I'm sitting in the back by myself with an aide doing a work. So right away, that's when I put the stops on everything, and I was like, this is not working. I don't know what to do, but this is not working. So I went to the school, and this is how she fell into it. Went to the school, and I said, look, take her out of these classes. She needs one-on-one for all her core curriculums at her level, with strategies that help her learn. She can't be in biology sitting in the back. She can't, that's not inclusion. She's feeling more frustrated than ever. So put her in electives for inclusion.
Yes.
Said, you can't do that because she's not a senior. And I was like, what is that? Just put her in it. And they said, but what if we put her in electives, she's not gonna get a high school diploma. And I said, so, like, who cares who's going to ask her for a high school diploma? Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like,
let's just make the most value out of her time that we have here. So they put her in a baking class. And you also have to, Colette was very sassy growing up. Like, whenever they gave her an aide, she worked really hard to try to get that aide fired. I mean, she was really sassy. I mean, she would do things like she would go to the vice principal and tell the vice principal that the ABC.
I changed as my grade to a C to a A, and that's why I got out of trouble of that. So.
You changed it yourself?
Yes, I did.
Oh, where were you when I was in school? Help me out.
Yeah, a whole nother story. He like did it in eighth, and the principal called me in to tell me that zero tolerance. And when she explained to me what Colette did, I was like, "Oh shoot, I didn't do that till like 11th grade. She's gonna be fine." And that's how she kind of fell into baking, and you know, so understanding that she was very sassy and did a lot. The baking teacher called me up like 2 months into the class and she's like, "Can you come in? Can we talk?" And I thought, oh no, what is she doing? Oh, you know, and the teacher was like, "She's my best student." I'm like, "Yeah, and?" And she was like, "No, there is no end. Like, she's helping all the other students. Like, she's really good at this." And I never knew because I didn't teach her how to bake because I didn't get baking. And I was like, oh my gosh. And Colette started to feel really empowered that she was one up on the kids when she was always dragging behind and people needed her help. And then she was getting recognized for something good. So that kind of blew her confidence out the door, you know? So I started loading the house with like flour and sugar. And I was like, I don't know what you need to bake.
Everything.
She started baking, and her brother and sister's friends would gravitate to our house to see what Colette was baking. So all of this brought a lot of reinforcement and confidence and empowerment. And then Colette started, she tried to make all these different cookies at the time, and then she made this one cookie, and that's what into her making
cookies. Yeah.
What started. So let's clear this up right now. So Colette is the baker.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Rosemary is not.
No.
Okay, I just wanted to get that.
And Colette has fired me 6 times. I'm not even
gonna lie.
I was going to also say, Colette is the boss.
If I walk by,
hey, Rosemary, when you get fired 6 times, that's a good thing.
At least you're welcome back.
Yeah. You're welcome back 6 times.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna pull Eddie up here. Eddie. I know you've read a lot about Colette's story, and
I heard your story's on Peacock. Is that correct?
We're actually on Peacock. It's my TV show.
Oh, okay.
That show is actually called a Bone for Business.
Okay.
Bone for Business?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Born for business.
No, Born for Business. Oh, okay. Born for Business. Yeah.
Colette, what is your favorite cookie?
Today's read on left, but I have to say is that I'm not like a sweet tooth person. I'm not. So I have to choose. It's me eat about ice cream. As a business in my company, I have to choose is my top one selling cookie all times. That is actually called a amazing cookie. That is actually cinnamon chocolate chip.
A chocolate chip? Mm, yes. You can make a chocolate chip with ice cream in it. Like a sandwich.
Is it this one? Is this your
those are it, yes. Those are different.
These are different.
Yeah, different.
That is it, but that's the shelf version of it. So that's
that and cookie.
The one that you had, Steve, the bigger one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this one here, is this your favorite or is this the
Is that oatmeal or chocolate chip?
It is chocolate chip cinnamon.
That is it. Yeah.
This is the favorite.
That's the new one.
She had to choose. Remember, she said she's not a sweet person. So if she had to choose, that would be her favorite.
See, I'm already snacking on it.
The chocolate chip, the chocolate chip cinnamon is a new one, isn't it?
It's
the original cookie.
Yeah.
This is the top one. The top seller, you said?
Yeah.
Or your favorite? It's very good. It's it's good. It's got
Colette, how did the dog
butter? Taste? I like butter. It's got a buttery. I like that butter.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I really can share all of my recipes because it has this sacred. Mm-hmm. So what I really can say is love and money too. But
yeah.
How did
recipes
the dog?
Recipes are always gonna be secret.
How did the love. Dog treats come about?
Love and money.
I make those also dog treats, and then I make all the cookies too. But besides because I only have my sister and my mom, friends and family, all of those people, they are actually my taste testers is to taste my cookies for me. And that's why me is like make the dough and bacon, but I would not eat it. So yeah.
Taste it. They're the taste testers, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good job right there. I like that one.
Right? Yeah. But Eddie, to answer your question that you asked, we have a dog. We have an English bulldog.
Yes. Okay. English bulldog.
And they can't. You have to be careful what you give them for snacks they're already chunky to begin with. So Colette started making a all natural peanut butter dog treat for Lulu, which then turned into, you know, well, why not put this on her cookie menu and offer it to other dogs?
Yeah,
that's a good idea because people who have pets, pet owners love their dogs, you know, love them. So that was a good thing, marketing mom.
It's cute because she has she has a holiday doggy gift, and she has a birth doggy gift.
I do.
Oh,
so cute.
Yes, I actually do have a online gift. I actually do have is a online gift proxy pack for every autistic. I actually have a doggy ones and birthday doggy ones. Birthdays, Colors Day, Easter, Christmas. I have all of those things. And then I'd be upset. So.
And right now you're just in supermarkets back east?
Oh, there he is.
There's Lulu.
Where are you?
There's Lulu.
It's a girl, by the way.
Wait, looks like Eddie. How cute doggy.
She's really cute.
And for like dogs, it does have to be certain things because some dogs can't eat like chocolate and stuff like that, right? Yeah. So peanut butter is a good thing, right?
Peanut butter is really good for them. And also Colette has like unsweetened applesauce just to give it a little something.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And some cinnamon, which is also good for dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Eddie, Alyssa, do you have a dog or pet?
No, but
yeah, I have a dog.
I know that they like peanut butter and applesauce. You know, my niece does cakes, and she'll do like a birthday cake for dogs, and she does the same thing, peanut butter, applesauce, and
sprinkle
the dog treats on top, and
very cool.
That's how I know.
I should do that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Let's add that to your list.
It's funny with social media and everything that's like just exploded and is popular. A lot of people are liking to put their pets for birthdays and stuff like that. So yeah, you know, the treats and the cookies and the cupcakes or whatever you make for your pet for their birthday and how you celebrate, a lot of people like to do that and put it on their social media. And I know like a lot of pet owners are really into the whole natural and trying to get away from the commercial dog food and stuff for their dogs.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
Yeah, the dog thing is a very good idea. Like I said, Eddie, you're a dog owner too. Like, yeah. we love our dogs, and you know, we treat them better than our humans. You know, so yeah. That's a good thing. You know, seriously, it's true.
Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Oh, what was I gonna ask?
Eddie's gonna order this package for his dogs for your birthday, right, Eddie? You're gonna order from Colette these dog treats, these dog treats.
Right now you're only in stores back east?
No, across the country.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's in some other kind of random stores that some of these bigger markets like ShopRite. Mm-hmm. They have their distributors called Wakefern. They actually own a lot of other things besides ShopRite. Okay. They own some stores in New York City. They own stores in Ohio, in California. So we're trying to update. Colette has on her cookie website a page that's called Locations. So you can go on there and see all the states and see where they are. It definitely needs to be up. It needs to be updated since this past week because she's had like 130 stores, Shaw's markets, and she just landed about another 100 Stop and Shops.
Wow. So,
and she actually just had a really cool call, I think I can say it, with a distributor that does a lot of the distributions for Shark Tank. Shark Tank, you know, when one of the sharks joins hands with, you know, one of the participants, they call on this guy to actually do the distribution, to kind of scale up their company, do the distribution. And he wants to work with Colette, which is really cool. So we don't know where he's going to take us, but he's like in 100,000 markets across the country. Wow.
And Colette, how often are you in?
That's awesome. I like Colette, Shark Tank.
How often are you in the office now? Are you still there?
So I only go into work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Sometimes on the weekends, just depends how much orders that we have. That part. As we actually every Thursdays I do not go in. So
okay.
Thursday's your day. Yes. To take off.
Yeah. Yes. So it's like Colette and I have two different avenues. I'm in the office where she's at the kitchen and fulfillment center.
Yes.
So I don't really go there. I do all of, you know, all of the PR, all the marketing, all of the business development, partnerships. I do that, and it's pretty much in the office 7 days a week, I would say, close to, you know.
So you guys are, I was like, I don't know why I was thinking you were in another state. So you're in the same, you're close to her, just different
both
homes.
Boston. We're both in Boston. Colette's company is in Charlestown. Which is like 2 miles from here. So she goes there and she runs, you know, the making the dough, the baking, the whole fulfillment.
She runs the kitchen.
Yeah, she runs the kitchen because that's where I've been fired from.
You're not the baker.
So I lose my job completely. I just was like, you need to stay in the office. So.
That's why Rosemary's 7 days a week in the office.
Every time Colette goes, oh, I should do that, I cringe. I'm like, oh my God. Uh-oh.
And do you guys bake like round the clock? Is it 24/7 or is it?
No, that's a really good question. Colette has certain cookies that are produced in a nut-free facility, which are her chocolate chip, her oatmeal raisins, and those two bags that she's doing now in retail. That's all nut-free, kosher-free facility. And then her other cookies, like her dog treat that has peanut butter, her peanut butter cookie, her breakfast cookie has almonds. They're more obviously have are in a nut facility. Mm-hmm. So those she does mostly on weekends. Like she'll go in and bake, I don't know, maybe I'm going to just say collect 1,200 healthy breakfast cookies, or, you know, she'll do that on the weekend. But the other place where she makes the 80,000, in order for us to scale up, we've had to partner or bring on a co-packer with us. So we found this amazing co-packer that was a special ed teacher, which has aligned us beautifully and went into the cookie. So we go down to his facility. He has a ginormous manufacturing plant. They do like hundreds of thousands of cookies a day. And he has his own line. Mm-hmm. And they're in cookies all over the country. And so we go in there, and then he shuts down his company and he brings us in. And we do that maybe once every 3 months, where we'll make the 80,000 cookies in one shot. Mm-hmm. And then we have a tractor, we have them all packaged and boxed, and we have a tractor trailer pick them up and freezer blast them and hang on to them until we start. And then we draw on them, you know, as the orders come in, because it just got to the point that it wasn't possible. We would have to build an outfit like that to keep up with Colette's orders. And it's not something that we wanted to do. We were like, listen, we can work with this guy and he's teaching us everything, and we're going in there and we're bringing our crew, but he has his professionals there. This is a no-brainer for us. We're still creating jobs with shipping and packaging and quarry and all of that stuff. We're still doing that, and still Colette's still running those other cookies, and they're still baking and making those. So it's kind of been an interesting partnership that's been amazing good. At the same
time. So does she have her own, Colette has her own fleet of trucks and stuff?
No, freight companies are a dime a dozen, and it's very inexpensive.
Okay.
So it's not worth, but when we freight out like 64,000 bags at a time.
Wow.
So like, for give you an example, for like Stop and Shop, they want to pick up themselves. They want to save money. They want to pick up and are everywhere. So they'll just pick up. Yeah. But the cookies you have in the packages, since those are shelf stable, those don't get those don't get freezer blasted or anything. Those usually are made and go out within like, you know, 2 months. And they have a shelf life of a year.
Oh, wow.
But they don't have any like weirdo chemicals in them, you know? Like, we did not want any preservatives in them at all. That was a big thing for Colette. No preservatives. So we ended up using liquid glycerin as part of the sugar, because obviously sugar, but if it's the liquid version of sugar, it crystallizes. So then it pulls the moisture out and it makes the cookies crispy, and then they last much longer. That's how we did it.
Wow, look at all this.
I'm excited.
This is crazy. Wait a minute, hold on a sec. This Rosemary, just think, this is all just a cooking class in high school.
Yeah.
And then look, it comes it's home amazing. And cooking, and before you know it, your trucks it's are coming to pick up thousands of cookies and take them to that's pretty cool.
Rosemary, did you ever imagine being ever working for your daughter? Did you ever imagine whatever?
And you know what? Like, it still touches my heart, because, you know, we didn't really have the internet. The internet was just breaking out when Colette was born, when she was little, right? And so we didn't really have access to socializing on the internet and seeing things. And that didn't exist. So I literally, Eddie, I spent a good, like, 10 years of my life praying every night in bed, saying, I don't know what this is going to mean. I don't know what our lives are going to be like. I just hope that she's happy. I hope that she feels of value. I hope people accept her. Like, that's all I did for 10 years until as I saw her growing up, I was like, okay, I think she's got this. Okay, I think she's tough enough to handle things. Okay, like, I would see that, but it was a good 10 years that I just did, I was in bed as such a worried mom. Like, how is the world going to see her? Is she going to have any opportunities? Is she just going to live with me by my side every day? Like, that was it. So it's still, when I still think of how she's my boss, it blows me away, because it's taken me back to those 10 years of just constant worry. And it's like, this is so freaking cool. Like, her story needs to be screamed from the top of a mountain for all these other people Just say, don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's why I jumped on with her marketing, because I was like, damn, Colette, you have no idea what you're doing. Like, it's not really about your cookie company. We argue. She goes, yes, it is. It's about me and my cookie. It's way bigger than that. Mm-hmm. It's inspiration and the hope that you're bringing all these other people. And I mean, Colette's gone to speaking events and parents have cried and mm-hmm. have been brought their babies that are like 2 years old that were born Down syndrome or brought their sons that, you know, were born autistic and just cried saying, oh my God, you have no idea the hope you're bringing us. So, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be working for her. If it wasn't.
I was going to say that. That's why I was asking about, you know, when she was in high school, all this, that something a parent would worry about. And then to come, you know, when your daughter fires you, you know, oh, she's going to be fine. You know, see the steps and levels she's made to comfort you when you were feeling, how am I going to comfort her? What's going to happen? How's she going to deal? Well, yeah. I shouldn't say how she's going to deal, how people around her are going to deal with her. And it just worked out. It just shows how strong you are, Colette. Yeah. And you helped your mom out. I could see this from the story. Mm-hmm. And your mom is that smile right there that she has. She's mm-hmm. happy that.
Proud mama.
You could, yeah, proud mama. You can stand in it. I'm going to tell you a little story right here, real quick.
No.
I messaged Colette, and this is before I talked to Rosemary, and I go, hey, I would really like to have you on the show. And I was telling her, you know, what our show's about and stuff like that. And then I had seen pictures of Colette with her mom and sister. And I go, if you want, you can bring on your mom or your sister. And she cut me off right away and said, no, I can do it myself. And I was like, okay. I was just throwing it out there. So I wanted to throw that to her. I thought that was pretty cool that she did that. But I didn't mean it in a way that you needed somebody, Colette. I was just, the invitation was there. But I liked how she cut me off real quick. Said, no, I can do this myself. So
yeah. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Hey, Colette, Mother's Day is coming up, so don't give your mom cookies, okay? Give her something like a big raise or something.
Don't just don't fire her on Mother's Day.
We're actually, me and my sister, we actually taking our mom out of town. We are actually leaving tomorrow in the morning is to go having a relaxing.
Oh, cool.
Trip. So.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Very cool. Hey,
very cool.
Well, let me pull everybody up here. How do we get, I know Colette said there's a book in the works, but there's a book out now. How do we get that? Or how do people get that?
Yeah, well, it's on Amazon, but honestly, everything's on her website, Colettis.com.
Colettis.com.
Yeah, the book is on it. I have a book that's on it, and then all the cookies are on it. All the information about our nonprofit and the different, you know, we teach workshops every month that are no cost, and they're like Colette said, how do you become independent, street safety, entrepreneurship. So that's all, that'll direct you right to that also. So
Colettis.com has all the info that people that are interested in books, her TV shows, probably the links are on there, or information and all that.
Yeah.
And speak if they want to have her come speak and all that good stuff, right?
Exactly.
So Colettis.com. Eddie, did you write that down?
Yes, I did.
I'm okay, good job.
You see Rosemary and Colette? See? If not, I know how to fire people too.
I was looking to see if I could order cookies.
Oh, stop it, Melissa. I'm going to share with you guys. See, Rosemary, what I got to deal with? No, you think you're the only one?
My boyfriend loves peanut butter cookies, so I wanted to see if I could order some.
Oh, peanut butter.
Raisin is my favorite.
Oatmeal raisin?
Yeah, I like oatmeal raisin, too.
I love oatmeal raisin.
She's got a really, really good oatmeal raisin. It's not like anything else you've had. Colette, you can just get their addresses.
Yeah. And okay.
Okay. You guys just
guys, Colette's really cheap, so
I was Colette, I was really going to share with them, Colette. I really was. They're just making me look bad, like I'm going to eat them all.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to share with them. They're just making me look bad.
I'm sorry.
Rosemary, I know how, me and you are, we're in the same boat, me and you.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But those dog treats, I really, I'm going to order some for my dog. I love my dog, and I give my dog healthy stuff, and I will do that myself. I will order them from you, Colette. Eddie, you're going to order some for your dog too, right, Eddie? Because you love your dog, don't you?
Yeah.
And you're going to order some for yourself? Yes, your German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa's already ordering. Rosemary.
You can subscribe. Did you know
that?
Yes. How often would you get cookies? Once a month? And how many cookies do you get? I was like looking at them. Look, there's a subscription.
Yeah. Oh, like a monthly?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Wow, that's a good thing. So, like, if you're a cookie lover like us, you can have them coming in at a consistent.
Yeah.
Would they just drop every month? They come to your house?
Yeah. Yep. And you can either pick out the ones you want or collect and surprise you.
I can.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Let me pull up Colette. Colette, well, I'm going to keep myself here. Colette, I want to tell you that. It was very awesome for you to respond to the message that I sent you. It means a lot to me and the show, because when I read it, it got to me, and I thought, man, this is cool, because there's people out there with, you know, they have different things going on with them, and people don't understand that. They don't understand that, you know, everybody's a human being, and they deserve, everybody deserves a chance in this life. And just like I was hoping you would get back to me, you know, I'm just a person, and it meant a lot that you got back to me and would come on our show. And I really appreciate it. You're a friend of our show now. If there's anything we can do out here, just let us know, and we'll do the best we can out here to promote or whatever you guys want.
Okay. Awesome.
Colette, I'm going to give you the last, well, I'll pull up the mom, but Colette, do you have anything else to say to people watching and checking you out? Words of encouragement, or?
Actually, the idea is this. You deserve the best. No matter who you are, you can make a great difference in this world.
Good.
And also, there is a good thing. Is this? For people with a disabilities is actually they really need to focusing on
that was good what you said.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yes, that is the two things, and a good thing I would like to say is this. When to open a kind of dog closes.
Or vice versa.
Yes.
Rosemary, any last words for, like I said, I want to thank you two for coming on and being so cool when we first talked on Zoom and everything. And it's really cool that you guys came on our show and you're friends of ours now. It's very awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, it's been a blast. Thank you. And I'm going to ditto Colette and say, no matter who you are, you can make a great difference in this world. We're all here for different reasons, and we all have gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. All right, Alyssa, Eddie, you want to say bye to our... Oh, hold on. I don't want to cut Colette off, because she'll fire me too. Hold on.
Yeah. What her mom, she was actually saying that is exactly what I that is exactly what I am. That is, I was about to say that also, but because I agree more with my mom on the point that because I really cannot do anything in this company without my mom. So, and she always be as my rock. So, yes.
Oh, look at that. You see, Eddie, don't cry, Eddie, okay? Because I can't handle that if you start
crying. No, I think you have a great story, Colette.
And does. Alyssa?
Continued success.
Alyssa, any last words for our beautiful guest?
It's just so amazing how she just has like done so much stuff. You know, you've got a TV show, you're teaching, you've got your own business. You've got, you inspire so many people. You do talks, you're wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wonderful. All right. Thank you so much. We're going to, this stream will be on YouTube. It'll be on there forever. It'll be on the Facebook page that I messaged you guys on. It'll be on there forever, so you can share it and watch it or do whatever you want with it. And if you ever need anything from us, please just message, and we can plaster it on our social media too if you'd like. And
great.
I mean, if anything, we should be having you plaster us, because you guys are it's just a beautiful thing what you guys have done and you're doing, and helping out others. Colette, helping out others that deserve help, you know, that want to be out there and be just like us and work and not be put aside because of a disability or what have you. So, I'm usually a real hard ass, excuse my language, but you guys really softened me up today, and probably only the one time that's happened, but so thank you.
Thank you.
Alyssa and Eddie, they're not going to let me forget this forever. So.
But, hey,
Colette.
Call us again if you need anything, any
songs. Yes, do. And Kodas is my mom, too. So,
it's you too, Corella.
Yes, Corella. Well, Colette, you're welcome on this show anytime. You just message, and when you say you want to come on, I will move stuff around so you can come on right away. So you just let me know.
Cool.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. Guys, have a good day.
Thank you for coming.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye. Bye, Colette. Bye. Yeah, okay, I think you have to let yourself out, Colette. Oh, there you go.
Got this, Steve.
Oh, that's crazy, huh? Yeah, okay, I know. I should have just waited, huh? See, yes. I like to jump the gun.
What a story. Wow. What a success story.
Anything's possible if you're determined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Just from taking a class in high school.
From getting turned down for jobs to now she's a millionaire, right?
Now she's a millionaire.
She's a millionaire running her own company. Yeah.
Has people working for her that
have disabilities
that she's giving opportunities to.
She's giving back
to work.
Yeah, she's giving back. She's teaching life skills to other people.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing too, because people see that and that's good.
It's inspiring.
Good people will go, oh, I'm going to buy from them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy from her, from what she's doing. You know, good people, good things happen. People see.
Yes. Inspiring story.
Yep.
Yes, unlike Alyssa, who's very rude to me at times and very
uninspiring.
She's very inspiring, all right. She's inspired. So what do they does she have just peanut butter? You said your boyfriend likes peanut butter, right?
Yeah, he likes peanut butter. No, she has all kinds of, you go on the website and there's different ones you can purchase, but there's the subscription, which I guess you get cookies every month. You can do you can choose your cookie, or you can get a different cookie every month. I didn't really look.
A variety,
like Rosemary says, Colette can surprise you.
Oh, so you just order like a package and
a different one comes every month. I have to look more into it.
But do they have the peanut butter like your straight peanut butter?
Yeah.
Or are you just gonna order the dog treat? Well, it's all natural. I'm sure you could eat it, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think I've ever had a chocolate chip cinnamon cookie. That's
me.
Is that the one?
Combination. I want to say maybe it's more like a snickerdoodle and chocolate chip.
That's this one, Eddie.
Is it like a snickerdoodle? Does it look like a snickerdoodle?
It looks like a cookie. You know what? I guess it does a little bit.
Yeah. Just when you showed us, I could see like the cinnamon around the edges.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. That's good.
Don't worry, Eddie. I'm gonna get you some tonight. Don't worry about it.
I'm just saying.
Alyssa, if you lived close, you know what? Maybe tomorrow I could drop some off. Okay. I got on my way back. I'm gonna be in Orange. I'm just telling everybody where I'm traveling. I'm gonna be out in that area, and then on the way back, if you're still at your place of business, I will swing by and you just run out real fast, and I'll drop all the stuff that I have for you anyway, and then some cookies.
Text me because tomorrow's gonna be a busy day. But text me and I'll let you know.
See what I gotta put up with. I haven't seen Alyssa in a long time. Oh, text me. Just like, you know what?
Just to make sure I'm in the office because I'm going to be, out.
Hey, Colette.
Out and about.
I just have work stuff to do.
I'm just messing with you, Alyssa. You know that I care about you deeply. I swear, between you and Eddie, every time I'm thinking, I'm going to text them and say hi. I get out my phone and I pull up Alyssa or I pull up Eddie and it says silenced. And I'm like, oh my god!
I don't think it's just for me.
Yes, it has has a little moon on it or something like that. Eddie, I've seen yours on there.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Do not disturb.
It says silenced or some. I forget what the word is, but it's like on the bottom of the text.
Yeah, notifications are silenced.
Notifications. Oh, yeah.
Well, and I've tried to do it because it says send anyway, but then you're basically bothering the person. It's like, why do you want to do that? And then
Alyssa would probably send a notification.
I don't even know if you can, how to turn that on. I don't.
Eddie, I've seen it on yours.
No, I believe you've seen it, but I don't think I haven't. I don't know.
I think I've even pushed it. And it says, it'll say silenced or whatever. And it'll say, I think if you push what it says, it'll say send anyway. So I don't know if it sends the text or sends it later. I don't know.
I think it sends it, but it doesn't give me, a notification. Like, it doesn't make a sound. It just sends it.
Just send it anyway.
It'll just be sitting there. And then whenever I look at my phone, it'll be there.
Because I don't think I do it on purpose. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
When I drive, it does.
Yeah, when you drive, yeah.
And then it does it with my alarm when I go to sleep. I have it set to where my phone will go and do not disturb between 10 and 6.
I understand.
I like my sleep. I don't
want to
be disturbed.
I'm not disturbing nobody no more. Eddie, I'm not even texting nobody no more. I just be alone. I don't talk to nobody anymore.
Talk to me. You texted me last night.
Okay, I guess I did. I texted Alyssa the other day.
Yeah, you texted me yesterday or something.
Yeah, I said hi. I just wanted to say hi. I have no meaning or nothing like.
He says nothing hi behind.
I just say hi and then I move on and go about my life just so you guys know that I'm thinking about you. And then that's it. I'm not going to full-blown conversation and take you from your lives. You see, I feel like I'm in therapy right now. I'm trying so hard to have friends. Oh my gosh. So I was reading did you guys hear about that lady that was at the LA Philharmonic concert? And they say that she might have had an orgasm during the performance.
Oh wow!
No.
You guys didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about
it. It was during a Tchaikovsky song. No. You didn't hear about that?
Who's Tchaikovsky? I don't even know who that is.
I think he's the one that did the Bad News Bears theme, right?
Oh really? I don't know. She had an orgasm to the music.
Well, because there's a recording and there's a little piece where you hear some woman, it's just a little piece, but whoever recorded it was saying that they were sitting by her and she looked like she was breathing heavy afterwards and stuff, like she had some kind of excitement going on. So they haven't talked to the lady yet, but people that were onlookers claim that she had an orgasm.
Maybe she had a
and it was bullet. Loud too because
maybe she had right a bullet in
it. She had a what?
A bullet. A little bullet.
I don't know. Unless that music she really
pocket rocket?
Maybe she just likes classical shit.
Maybe. Maybe that's what does it for her, huh?
Because you could hear it. There's a recording of the concert going on, mm-hmm. and then when the song kind of goes to a low, where it's mm-hmm. almost quiet.
I wonder if like the chair like vibrated.
Oh,
like her seat, you know, from the music.
Oh, maybe that can that happen? This can girls?
How loud it is.
That's crazy! Wow, I mean, girls can do that, right? If mm-hmm. if they were sitting on something that was vibe, they can actually accidentally have one.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Like a Peloton action.
Yeah, or like the what's that thing called the Sibidian or something like that? It's like a
That little straddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think don't you sit on that for that, or is it for something else?
No, that's what it's for.
It's for that, huh?
For that.
So, okay, here's a question, Alyssa, since you're the lady of the show.
Maybe it's those chairs that have a little thing in the middle, Steve. You know how some, it has like the butt and then it has like a little...
It's formed like
and it has a thing in the middle. She was...
the little knob sticking up in the middle of the crotch. Oh, boy.
She was moving to the music and...
She's moving all right, back and forth. So when... Like those, I think it's called the Sibian. I think Sibian, it's called.
I forgot what it's called. Yeah.
So, like, say you sat on it, a woman sat on it, and just stayed on it.
When the Sibian
is there only so much a girl can take?
Yeah.
Really? So would they like pass out, or would they have to just get off, or they would
probably just get off?
Well, I mean, like, let's say they were strapped on there. Let's say that her and her partner were.
Yeah.
Doing some of this, what did he call that
one? Tighter to it.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah, not that I want to do that to somebody, but you know, some people are into that stuff, right? S&M or, is it just like nice pleasure, or what would be the pleasure of a guy seeing that a woman doing just because?
Yeah, having control.
Having control of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Since you brought up the Sibian, so I just figured I would ask.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't know. She hasn't spoken out yet, so. But mm-hmm. I'll post in our.
She doesn't know it's her that they're talking about.
Yeah, she may not even know, Eddie. Yeah. But maybe. there's a clip of her at the end of the, like when the song's either ending or it's going down to a low, mm-hmm. where it's really really silent, and then she lets out a.
But it's just the audio. It's not like a video, right? So they don't even know who she is.
No, it's a video, but it's not. It's not on her.
Right.
Yeah. If you Google it and just say L.A. Philharmonic lady has an orgasm. It's the only one. It's the only one in the news lately. So unless there's a lot of girls having them, I don't know. Eddie, what do you think if you were sitting next to a woman that did that? Would you go, damn, you like that song, huh?
It does it for you, huh?
what could you say if you were sitting next to a person that did that? Even you, Alyssa, would you laugh, or would you be like, oh,
what are you doing?
Is it good for you?
Damn it. You see, the ladies are lucky. I mean, imagine if guys were like that and it happened. We would be in a bad mess. We'd be in a bad jam, you know? At least a woman is not.
The song was over.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do? You can't even. It's
sit in your seat till everybody leaves.
I guess so. I mean, that's the only thing that I don't know. I wonder if that. How would we as men like that if we can do it over and over, and still have energy to go to the store and run around town? I guess that would be kind of cool because the feeling's so good. But it's hard for us to do that. So you ladies got us beat on that one. I will say that.
You need a recovery period, Steve.
Recovery period.
Reset.
Did you see that thing Alberto posted in our GroupMe thing? Woman 37 stabs husband multiple times after finding explicit photos of another woman that turned out to be her when she was thinner.
Yep. Oh, I showed that to my coworker. She's like, ooh. She's like, how do you not know that that's you?
Right. Yeah, especially a woman. She's going to know her photos, right?
Right?
Yes.
Or at least remember taking them.
She'd be like, that's why he noticed me.
Right? Oh my gosh, that is crazy.
Those pictures and not the recent
that's
ones.
That's crazy.
Oh my
God. So you don't send naked pictures of yourself to anybody.
Was it, let me see, multiple times, explicit photos. So he probably had naughty photos of his, was it his wife or his girlfriend?
His wife.
Oh, his wife. So he had, so see, look at, the husband had pictures of his wife from a long time, naked pictures.
Yeah, he got stabbed.
That's love. Him. That's love right there.
Yeah, but he got stabbed. He got stabbed. We don't know if he died, but.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to the dude. But it looks like this girl is getting arrested though in this little picture.
Oh yeah, it's attempted murder.
It's attempted murder.
Oh my God.
Or it's murder, depending on if he's alive or dead.
She poked him back, huh?
I mean, even if let's just say that he was looking at somebody else, whether it's porn or whatever it is, does that somebody deserve to die for that?
No.
There's crazy people out there, Steve. There's people that are.
Wow.
I always say, you know, you can look, but it's just the reaction that you have. So if you're just looking, then you're just looking. But if you go the extra mile and send a message to the person, or you start texting the person, or you start meeting up with the person, then that's a different story.
Yeah, so this woman here just saw her guy looking at a picture and she said,
Yeah.
Hey, we ain't having that here.
Yeah.
Oh. He can't even look. He's got to be.
It's only me or nothing. Me or nothing.
She couldn't say nothing like, hey, we need to talk, or hey, you know what? I can't have this in the relationship.
He's got to be like a horse with those things on his eyes.
Oh,
the blinders.
Man, that's crazy. You think if he survived and you think he'll press charges?
I don't think
he has a choice.
It might not be up to him.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Probably the district attorney would probably do that on his own.
That happens a lot with like domestic violence when the woman goes, "No, I don't want to press charges," and they're like, "No, it's too. You don't have a choice."
So would it be attempted murder or would it be something else, like bodily injury? What would be the
assault battery?
Assault with a deadly weapon.
The deadly weapon.
Man. How do you think the woman feels right now? Do you think she's like, oh my God, what did I do?
Honestly, I think it would be attempted murder because it's multiple stab wounds.
Stab wounds, yeah.
And I think if she just stabbed him maybe once, that would be assault with a deadly weapon. That's just my opinion. But I don't know. I'm not too familiar with the law, but I think that would be, if she stabbed him one time, then that's assault with a deadly weapon. If she stabbed him multiple times, then obviously she was stabbing him to kill him. So that would be attempted murder.
Attempted murder.
What if that one stab was deep and she twisted it? Twisted the knife. Is that?
I think it just depends on the circumstances, and like what happened and where did she stab him? Did she stab him in the heart? Was she really trying to, stab him with one stab? I mean, I don't know.
What if she stabbed him in the groin?
In the penis?
Multiple times. Yikes. Oh, that's still pretty bad. How would you get back together with her if she said she was sorry?
I don't think so. No.
Right.
Man, that's
she's cray cray.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Listen,
you have to sleep with one eye open the rest of your life.
It's overstepping.
Yeah, imagine Eddie, you get back together with her and you guys go to bed at night. Mm-hmm. You would be have black, you'd have bags under your eyes. You'd never sleep.
That's right.
You'd be asking, hey, Steve, can I come over and hang out just to go sleep?
And how old
was
she? 35?
37.
37. So it's not like she was in her 20s all crazy, when you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you're a little more crazier.
Mm-hmm.
She's even a little more mature.
Yeah, she should know better by now. Mm-hmm. 37, gonna be 40 soon.
He's married, not blind, fool.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. But the thing is too is he was looking at pictures of her.
Yeah.
I could see, okay, if he's looking at pictures of somebody else, okay, she could be mad. Hey, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah, why are you looking at that? Or I mean, at least talk first. Hello.
Yeah, at least say, hey, who is that? That would be the first thing that would come to mind. Who are you looking at, right? Not just say,
ain't nobody worth going to jail for. Sorry.
Yeah, let me see who you're looking at before I punch you or something, you know? Yeah. Or
I'm not allowed to go to jail because of you.
What is she? Probably didn't even ask. She just straight up.
She probably just stabbed him. He was probably sitting there looking at the phone, and she saw, and then went to go get a knife and probably stabbed him.
She's probably cooking dinner, huh? Cooking
didn't
dinner.
Even, yeah, didn't even ask.
While he's still looking at it too, huh?
I wonder how she found out there were pictures of herself.
Probably told her when he was bleeding dying. Out. Probably said, "It's you. Look, you don't recognize these. This is you. Look at the face. Yeah. Look at the boobies." She's like, "I've been fantasizing about you our whole marriage, and you didn't even know it. Thought I was looking at somebody else.
I'm looking at pictures of you when you were skinnier because that's how I watch you."
Oh boy. Yeah, that could have been another thing, huh?
Yeah.
She would have done another couple stabs.
He's looking at old pictures of her instead of looking at recent pictures. Looking
at the before pictures. Huh?
I wouldn't go back. I couldn't go back. That, how do you live? Yeah. I mean,
I don't think
you'd be scared.
Yeah.
Even if she said, "I'm sorry, you know, I don't know what happened and it would never happen again." I mean, it just shows the anger that could happen.
It'll never happen again, but it already happened, so no.
Yeah, never say never.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up and see where she stabbed him, because imagine if she stabbed him in the groin area multiple times. Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, my gear. Oh.
Anywhere is unacceptable.
Well, yeah, I know, but, you know, certain places is like...
He's occasionally stabbed me in the arms. I'm fine.
Well, okay, like Lissa said, if she stabs you right in the heart, she's trying to kill you. Mm-hmm. If she stabs you in the groin, I don't think she's really trying to kill you. She's trying to, like...
She's trying to maim you.
Hey, that's your man. That's your manhood right there. And she's taking... Okay, all right. And she basically might as well just cut it off. Just so she has got control going, no, we ain't having this here.
We're in a Bobbit style.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That lady. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, hey, if anybody's listening, if something happens, like, just break up. It's, you know, things can go wrong. You can end up in jail.
Yeah. Ask me for you.
Or lose your life anyway. Don't you want to, like, okay, it didn't work out. Okay, I get it. You maybe love the dude. I get it. But there's other people out there. You know, why go to jail the rest of your life for...
Right. No relationship is worth going to jail for.
Or at least say, hey, what is it you're looking at? And maybe just looking at it. I don't know.
Right.
That's it. Just looking and that's it. It's done.
Yeah.
Then jumps on you. I don't know. Shit.
I'm going to ask you before
talk
you
about it.
She's going to be like the girl on Friday where she's like yelling at Ice Cube about talking to somebody. You're at the movies with somebody and she's talking to him on the phone and then she's got the guy in bed next to her.
Oh, man.
You know? My friend's cousin, sister, friend, neighbor told me she saw you at the movies with some chick. Who is that? And then they like zoom out a little bit. She's got a guy in the bed with her.
That's
like
doing what they don't want. You're doing what you don't want them to do.
Yeah, you can't be with nobody else. You can't look at nobody else. But yet I can do whatever the hell I want.
Not
right.
Oh man.
It's a one-way street.
Yep.
Well, I hate to end on something so tragic. So that's bad. That's bad news. Yeah. You know, hey, just have fun in life, you know, but don't hurt anybody, you know. I mean, it's okay to look, and you know, if you got something in your mind, just keep it in your mind and that's it. But don't do something that's going to hurt somebody's feelings, because you don't know how that person's going to react. You don't. Some people will be hurt and you'll devastate them and they'll cry and you hurt them that way. You know, that's not good. Or they'll react like this lady and pull out a knife and give you the gotcha a couple times. And
it's crazy.
You don't want that to happen. So on a good note, just be a good human being.
On a good note, at least it wasn't a gun.
Right?
Oh yeah, then. I guess there's always a good side to each story, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, before we go, would you guys rather get shot or stabbed?
Depends.
Depends. Am I gonna die or am I gonna?
Yeah,
survive?
It depends. If you're gonna die from a stab wound, I'd rather be shot. But
yeah.
No, you're gonna live. You're gonna live through both. You're just gonna get. You're gonna get shot or you're gonna get stabbed.
I think I'm. I think I would rather get shot because I've heard like watching on like TV shows and like all my little murder TV shows that I watch that mm-hmm. it just is like a burning sensation. It feels hot. It burns. Where a stab I think would hurt more. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. That does. I think of the steel blade going yeah. in your. Mm-hmm. Oh God.
And the bullets. Mm-hmm. The bullet hole is just the little hole where the stab. It depends on the knife on how mm-hmm. wide the knife is.
I would hope to think a bullet shot would be more, you'd be more in shock
mm-hmm.
from that smack, you know,
yeah,
like something slamming into you. You're like, yeah. Oh shit, maybe numb you a little bit, but.
Yeah. I think I would rather get shot.
I don't even know. Why did I even ask that?
Yeah. And they say stabbing is more of a personal.
Yeah.
More personal. Like it's usually you get stabbed by like, you know, when people that get killed and stabbed, it's more like personal, like either someone they know or
something they want to put hurt on them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How many times did she stab? 37?
It just says multiple,
oh,
Eddie.
Oh, multiple.
37. 37?
She was 37 years old.
Oh, she's 37 years old, Eddie.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, when you get strangled, that's way personal. That's more times. Like, yeah.
So that'd be like if she started, Alyssa, if she stabbed him until she just got too tired
yeah.
and stopped. That's
that's crazy.
She just falls yeah. down from
and
exhaustion.
And it's crazy because some people, they just get so enraged to where they don't even know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So she could have just maybe wanted to stab him once, but she was so
enraged.
Loca. She just kept going and kept going and kept going and couldn't stop. You know, there's people that are like that too.
Do you think she had those eyes that were just crazy looking and just went to town?
Probably.
Once you see a girl like that you, yeah, it's probably best to say, hey, we need some time apart.
Yeah.
Because.
Mexican? Go get some ice cream. I'm going to go get some ice cream and then come back.
Right. What do they say? My dad went to go buy cigarettes and he never came back.
Yeah.
I gotta go pick up some milk. I'll be back. Get out of Dodge. Huh? Oh my gosh. All right, guys. Well, it was a good show, fun show today. We'd like to thank our guest, Colette DeVito from Colette's Cookies. And we'd like to also thank Rosemary, Colette's mom, for coming on. And what the website, Alyssa? I know you were on it. Can
Colette's
you tell everybody?
Colette's.com.
And that's for everything, right? Her book,
her locations. Even when you like, when I first clicked on the website, it popped up her TV show. Popped up.
Oh.
Watch and her TV show on Peacock and Crave.
Yeah,
Peacock and Crave. Have you seen it, Eddie?
No, I haven't seen it, but
I don't have Peacock, but I'll have to like see where I can find it.
You know, I think I only got Peacock when the. For the NFL season.
NFL season had Peacock? I have Peacock. I just don't.
Well, they,
I haven't seen it.
They broadcast like the CBS does the football. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So how about on YouTube? Does she have anything on YouTube of this stuff or no?
Yeah, she said she had a YouTube.
Yeah, she had YouTube. Was she her. Had, her the other show that's funny. The funny show.
Oh, it's not out yet?
No. She was saying, remember she did another show where it's it was funny.
Yes. She was saying it'll make you laugh.
Yeah, it'll make you laugh. I think that one is on YouTube.
Okay.
I forgot what it was called.
Hey Steve, would you have the heart to fire your mom if you had your own business?
Oh, man. That's pretty tough right there.
What about you, Alyssa?
I don't know. I might move her to a different position. But I mean, that's, you know, you got to be tough.
Six times.
You want to be successful, you got to be tough.
Yeah, you got to.
Same working out, you're, you know,
I don't think I would have the heart to fire my.
Yeah.
I think it's more of
business decision.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more like I don't really think. I think she was more like saying, "Hey, this is, you know, I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, you're fired." Yeah, like basically, hey, I know what I'm doing. Just know your lane. Stay in your lane, basically. You're fired. But I don't think she really meant it. So I think it's kind of probably a joke now. Like, hey, you're fired. Basically, hey, I got this. Kind of like how she told me, hey, I don't need my mom or sister here. Yeah. I'm coming on to interview me or what? Like, yeah, you. Okay, so she's cool. I like her. So
It was good.
Go buy her cookies online, Coletti's.com. Coletti's.com. And if you need to know how to spell Coletti's, let me do this real quick.
C-O-L. There you go.
Coletti's. Coletti's.com.
E-Y.
And
I think... I'm guessing 5% goes to charity? Oh, wow. Yes. I didn't know that.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was just going to say. It goes to... Is it a nonprofit? Is that what they're called? Charities? It's called nonprofits, right? Yeah, 5% of every sales of her cookies go to that. Oh, nice. So she's doing pretty good. Smart, smart girl.
Yeah.
And hopefully we get to have them back again and keep up with them. And maybe one day we'll see them in stores out here in our area.
Yeah.
You know? There's one in, is it Alameda?
What is the store called that they said that they're in? It's
see locations. They've got several.
Any by us?
Well, where's Alameda?
Alameda's not far.
Alameda?
Not too far.
Is that over there going towards LA kind of?
I thought so. Mm-hmm. I thought it was up there. It's called WBC West Intercompany. So it's not even like a store. It must be like a distribution place.
Mm.
But they've got all kinds of, you know, the Pantry, Hopkins Vineyard. This is in Connecticut. Radwick's Coffee, Walter Stewart's Market, High Ridge. There's a lot. Florida, it's called the Market at St. Croix.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey. ShopRite is the store that
ShopRite was the one she was talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
New York. Rhode Island, Utah, and Virginia.
Man, that's crazy. That's a lot of stuff going on.
And she's got a lot in New York and a lot in New Jersey.
80,000 cookies a day. That's a lot of cookies.
Yeah.
That's a lot of baking right there, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Jim. That's a lot of baking. Well, that's what I like about Alyssa. She's very good about this, like looking stuff up. And
22 locations in New Jersey.
How many?
Wow.
22. Wow, that's good. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, people they see stuff like this. You know, people like Colette starting her own business that people wouldn't give her a shot of. You know, just working for them, and people go, "Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to try her business out." And that's how it grows.
Yeah,
it was a blessing for her.
Locations in New York.
How many?
17. So 22 in New Jersey and
17
in New York.
Man, that's crazy.
And the other states are like one or two, but still, it's other states, you know? She's growing.
Yeah, that's a lot. You never know. Maybe it's going to keep growing and pretty soon it'll be in all the states. But she does ship to all of United States. And I think Canada, I think the mom, when I talked to the mom said, I think they ship to Canada too, but all of the states and Canada.
Wow.
So, if I ever move to Boston, I'm going to apply for Colette's cookies.
As a tester or to work?
To work.
Eddie will be fired the first day. Too much. All right, guys. Let me see here. We're just going to get out of here. Hopefully, Alyssa, you don't have to run to your next place. Hopefully, you don't have to do that today. You can just have fun.
No, I just have to meet with my mom.
Oh, that right. You're coming in today?
Yeah, she comes in at 1:30.
Oh, very cool. Well, you have fun with your mom, and and we'll see you. I don't know if we're going to see you next week, but I hope we do because love that you're on the show all the time. It makes me happy. I'm sure you'll let me know, right?
Oh, no. Next week is my third Saturday off.
No, not next week.
I have to work Thursday.
All righty. Okay. Well, I may text you once in a while to say hi, but that's it. Don't worry. I'm not going to take anything out of your life. Oh. You too, Eddie. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Before we go, naturalwonders.com. Go shop on their website. Get 20%?
25%
at checkout. When you get your stuff online from naturalwonders.com at checkout, put in the promo code the MT5 show and you get 25% off your entire order.
Yes.
And that's Natural Wonders. Natural and Wonders is spelled WUNDERZ. And with that, we're going to get the hell out of here and start our weekend.
Have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Thank you. Oh, that's right. Alyssa, happy. Oh, I have a picture I'm going to send you. I saw a balloon that was just for her. I should have put it up here on the screen. I'm going to send it to, I'll put it in the group, and you'll see it. You're going to laugh. Especially for Alyssa. Happy Mother's Day to all the Mexican ladies. And then for the, what is the other Mother's Day? What the hell is it? Just is American? American Mother's Day for Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to you all too.
Yes.
With that, we'll see you guys next week, next Thursday. Right. Bye-bye.
Face stupid reality again.